The next day, as Ive headed toward Dublin, Vincent had to fend off Jobs, who was still having second thoughts. "I don't know if we're doing the right thing," he said. "We don't want to do this for anyone else." He was worried about setting the precedent of artists getting a royalty for each iPod sold. Vincent assured him that the U2 deal would be special. "Johnny arrived in Dublin, and I put him up at my guest house, a serene place over a railway track with a view of the sea," Bono recalled. "He shows me this beautiful black iPod with a deep red click wheel, and I say, 'Okay, we'll do it.'" They went to a local pub, hashed out some of the details, and then called Jobs in Cupertino to see if he would agree. Jobs haggled for a while over each detail of the finances and over the design before he finally embraced the deal. That impressed Bono. "It's actually amazing that a CEO cares that much about detail," he said. When it was resolved, Ive and Bono settled into some serious drinking. Both are comfortable in pubs. After a few pints, they decided to call Vincent back in California. He was not home, so Bono left a message on his answering machine, which Vincent made sure never to erase. "I'm sitting here in bubbling Dublin with your friend Johnny," it said. "We're both a bit drunk, and we're happy with this wonderful iPod, and I can't even believe it exists, and I'm holding it in my hand. Thank you."